Welcome to the HomeKit 5 podcast. We talk every week about the latest news in the Apple ecosystem for smart homes. I'm your host, Josh Owens, along with my co-host, Brayden Owens. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to HomeKit 5. I'm Josh.
I'm Brayden.
This week, we're going to talk about Wozart.
Yep.
IKEA.
Yep.
MISA. That one wasn't in there. Oh, I'm going to mess this one up. Zorachka, Lightwave, and Xiaomi.
Xiaomi.
Okay. Let's dive into the first story.
Okay. Wozart. They have unveiled a pretty cool thing. It's called the Sense Pro. It's a new occupancy sensor. This thing is pretty insane because it has what they're calling true occupancy sensor, which basically uses thermal imaging to tell if a person is there or not. It has a couple other cool features alongside that. It can control IR devices because it has an IR blaster.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
An IR blaster in this thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it also takes micro USB for power. Initially, the story seemed to have suggested that it had an internal battery, but that is not true. It just has the micro USB port.
That's tough, right? Because like where you'd probably want to put this, you wouldn't necessarily have power.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost feel like from these pictures, they're showing this thing is ceiling mounted or something.
Yeah, you know? Like on the top of a doorway.
Yeah. Almost. Not a place you'd have power.
Definitely not. Another sad thing is that this works over a 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
So.
Would have loved to have seen Thread.
Yeah.
But, you know, first off, this is crazy to see, right? Mm-hmm. Thermal image. I'm going to install some thermal imaging in my house.
Right.
I love seeing that come into the market. We don't have a price on this yet. And it looks like they're also looking into millimeter wave technology, which according to the article, Akara is as well. Mm-hmm. So we don't have a date on this thing. We don't have a price. But I think this looks super interesting.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in something like this, be on the lookout for it. You know, I think for me, true like room occupancy has been more, I guess just home occupancy has been more about like detecting devices on the Wi-Fi network. And then, you know, you mostly have motion sensors. So it's kind of interesting to see something like this coming out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Definitely interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of interesting but weird, IKEA is launching the new lamps. I don't know. Have we talked about the lamps before?
I don't know.
I know we've
talked about
speaker,
the bookshelves.
Yeah, and we've talked about the new wall art panel, which is essentially just the bookshelf speaker in a different format.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now introducing a new lamp, which has changeable shades on it, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
But they still look hideous.
Oh, yeah. Still nasty.
Definitely. I mean, maybe the round mesh one is kind of blendable in with the surroundings if you're going like super industrial, but I don't, it's just still not something that I feel fits in great with most decors.
Yeah.
I struggle, you know, I'm looking at this picture. I struggle with that speaker as well with the trailing wire.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I get it. It needs power, but crazy. It is expected to launch sometime this month, October. And it is expected to be around $150, which I think is a little bit cheaper than the first one when it came out. So if you are looking, I mean, I love the bookshelf speaker. I think it's a great speaker. So I haven't really tried any of the lamp ones, but if that's your jam, have at it.
Yeah, and because the bookshelf speaker is just essentially an S1 in different housing.
Yeah.
All right, MISA. They have revealed the V2 thermostat for baseboard heaters. So this one, it is smaller than their original baseboard heater. That's 40 percent smaller. And this one comes in at 149 US dollars. So this will work for basically your underfloor heating alongside some ceiling gradients and certain in-wall fans. It's pretty nice to see options for all types of heating.
Yeah. I'd assume this is probably Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really say.
Doesn't say much.
You know, it does look interesting because they have an app and it's got geofencing and zoning and all the other kinds of things you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
It does have NFC pairing. Yeah, I don't know. If you have baseboard heating or some other kind of like electrically controlled heating that's not a furnace, I think this is kind of interesting to check out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. A HomeKit camera from Zorachka. I think that's how you say this. I am mystified by this thing. So I've read over the article several times. It is futuristic looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Like, we definitely need to see the image quality out of this thing to know what's going on here, but it is I think it's HomeKit secure video compatible, but it is a 1080p camera. It does support 2.4 or 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi networks, but you know, I struggle with this one because it's coming in at $399 for an indoor camera.
And only at 1080p.
Yeah, like that's tough. I mean, I get that right now Apple can only do 1080p, but I think, you know, we're going to see other cameras become available as Matter comes online for everybody. So I don't know. I struggle with this one. I don't think I would pay this for an indoor camera.
No, I wouldn't either.
Especially one that you have to power, right? So It's like, if it were an outdoor camera and I could, like, it were battery operated or something, I could see doing that. But, I mean, you get the Eufy, a 2-pack of the Eufy for less than this thing.
Right. Another thing to note is that it does not offer microSD. It has 64 gigs.
Oh yeah, it's got its own chip
storage.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, totally missed that. Good call. Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe the lens quality is super high and really nice, but I mean, still 5 megapixels.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I struggle with this one. It is HDR, so hopefully the image quality is a little better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lightwave. They have a HomeKit ready heater switch that they've just introduced. This thing's pretty interesting. It works for like radiators more commonly found in Europe. So like you got your like towel radiators, electric radiators, all that good stuff.
I'm curious. This thing just looks like it's an on-off. I assume it maybe has some kind of temperature sensor in there to know when you've reached the temperature you want.
Yeah. Seems like it. I'm not too
familiar.
I don't
think so. It looks like it just exposes itself to HomeKit as an on-off switch.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Maybe you just decide when you're warm enough. Maybe you have a temperature sensor and you could hook up an automation.
Mm.
Not terrible, but, you know. Hey, why would I not just buy a smart plug, I guess?
It's specifically rated for the higher voltages of heating.
I see.
I mean, I guess it's okay for 100 euros.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm not in the market for that.
Right.
So it's hard for me to understand, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Xiaomi releases a HomeKit lock with facial recognition. I was a little floored to see this one.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about the fingerprint stuff that they released around last year, or at, I guess it was this year, but at CES, yeah. Virtual CES. Mm-hmm. And it looked pretty good. This basically looks, it's the same style, right? The tall, skinny. It's made for the Mortise type mechanical locks. So it doesn't, it's not really like a deadbolt US style lock. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing here is that it has, you know, a spot at the top where it has a bunch of different sensors and cameras kind of going on. I can't really tell what they are because it's mostly in Chinese here. But, you know, it looks a heck of a lot like the dot matrix kind of setup on the Apple
Face ID
camera setup that they have. So, and it looks like it has some nice features, too. So when someone does come in with Face ID, it will, like, send your phone an alert with a still picture of the person that was there. Mm-hmm. And then I thought this was kind of cool too. They have another feature where you can type random numbers before and after your actual code. It will detect your code and let you in. So if there's someone you think like watching you, you can just like punch a bunch of extra keys. So I thought that was kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
I would love that to see that with some other locks. I mean, I guess I don't have anyone coming in peeking over right. my shoulder
while you're unlocking your
here,
door.
But still cool. This one comes out actually the same day we're releasing this, Tuesday, October 12th on mainland China. I don't think if you're in the US, I don't think this is going to be that interesting to you, but I love seeing them kind of keep pushing into the lock market. Like, who knows? Maybe we'll see something land here in the U.S. or in Europe. But
love to see a U.S. facial recognition lock.
Yeah, crazy. All right. Well, I will say, quick programming note, we have a new, if you're watching on YouTube, we have a new kind of device here in the middle. We actually had a problem with recording last week when we went to try, so we kind of just combined 2 weeks together there. But we decided to pick up the Rodecaster Pro mm-hmm. and hook our mics up to this thing. And I gotta say, even just the initial test recording, I was quite impressed.
Yeah.
So hopefully the sound is good. You'll have to let us know if you're on YouTube. Leave a comment below and let us know what you think of the new sound. And yeah, I guess that's about it. I guess we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.